You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Real tough loss for the Pistons last night. They led by 18 midway through the third quarter against the Kings. Ended up blowing that. A lot went wrong to let that destruct, but it was a lot of it was effort. The Pistons offense, they stopped caring about moving the ball as much. I think Stan Van Gundy was really mad about the ball movement. I think it wasn't quite that bad, but it definitely wasn't as good as when the Pistons were clicking a lot of one-on-one plays. And the defense got a little lazy, on the glass. Nothing major. It was just enough to add up. You know, it wasn't that the Pistons didn't close out at all. The Kings made a lot of three-pointers. But it was that the Pistons weren't closing out quite as hard. And those little things make a difference. The Kings are no longer a laughingstock. They're not very good. But right now, neither are the Pistons. The game was on the road. The Pistons just didn't have that kind of cushion. They're not that much better than Sacramento, where less than good effort is going to get it done. The Pistons came out with good energy, good effort, and they built a lead, and the energy and effort slipped, and that was enough. The Kings started to get confidence. The Kings made some tough shots down the stretch, tough-ish shots, I guess, but they were already rolling then. It's confidence. So much of basketball's rhythm. You let another team develop rhythm, feel comfortable on the court. It can be tough to get it back. This one got away from the Pistons. It was a disappointing loss. Stan Van Gundy even said, this was a game we should have won. I don't like that. I think that's a little too far. I don't like saying you should have won. Not sure it matters. Not sure that something wrong with for the psyche of the team. You could even make a case it's good for the psyche of the team. It's just not something I like to say. Is anybody saying the Kings should have lost on Sacramento side? Is anybody in Sacramento saying the Kings should have lost? Of course not. When the Pistons make a big comeback, do you ever say they should have lost? No. The Kings earned that win. They came back. They played hard. The Pistons didn't. They could have won. The Pistons could have won. That's what I like to say. Could have won. The Pistons absolutely could have won that game. Should have won. I don't like that. That's a bridge too far. That's saying that something nefarious to me, that's what it implies. Something nefarious happened or something weird happened. No. The Pistons gave good effort for about 30-some minutes. The Kings had a better effort overall. When the Pistons' effort was better than Sacramento's, it wasn't tremendously better, but it was better. When the Kings' effort was better, it was way better. Sacramento earned that win. No should-haves there. Could have. The Pistons could have, and they'll regret this one, I think. We've talked about this over and over. It's about, for the Pistons, getting wins right now for two reasons. Number one, so they feel better. This is a team with a delicate psyche. I'll get into that a little more in a minute. But two, it's a team that needs wins in the standings. It's razor thin in the Eastern Conference to make the playoffs. No margin for error. And the upside is high because the bottom few teams in the playoffs aren't that far ahead of the teams that are going to miss the playoffs. So you're either looking at, you know, a decent matchup in the first round, maybe even home court advantage as the number four seed, or missing the playoffs. And that feels tremendously different, but there could only be a couple games that separate that. So every win here is going to matter. These ones are going to matter. No, it's not easy to win on the road on this Western Conference trip. It was a tough game. It's always tough on the West for a team like the Pistons who aren't that good. But the Kings are a team that you want to beat. You get up by that many. And in the second half, you want to put that one away, and you look back at the end of the year, the team that's going to miss the playoffs, the teams in the East that miss the playoffs, they're going to have more of these games than the rest. Winning close games a lot of times can be a little bit about luck. It's a coin flip thing. If you look at it and really study the NBA over history, we've learned that. But yes, yeah, some teams are better in the clutch than others. Some teams are worse than others. That's definitely true. But overall, close games can go either way. You play a lot of close games, you leave it up to fate. But that's not how the standings work. You have to find ways to win these, and the result of losing these coin flips, it can be pretty detrimental. So that's something the Pistons have to overcome. And so their attitude about how they're going to do that matters, and Stan Van Gundy was asked about that. Here he is via Fox Sports Detroit.
I don't have any idea how our locker room is. I'm not sitting in there right now, you know. And to me, it doesn't matter, you know, what you feel right now. It's whether you take anything out of it and apply it when you go play and the next time you're in this situation. I mean, to sit in there and hang your head and be disappointed doesn't mean a damn thing.
I just don't agree with that. No, the Pistons, what they're saying, how they're feeling, that's not going to have a direct effect. Actions will speak louder than words. What they do in their next game and upcoming games, that's going to matter more than just how they're feeling or how they say they're feeling. But this is a team that can get caught up in its own emotions a little bit. They've been very open about when things are going bad offensively, it carries over to defensively, and that's not a unique thing. But these Pistons are particularly susceptible to that. When they're not winning, they get down. And it exposes some of the other problems, some of the other things that can get to them. Things about sharing the ball and a comfort level with each other. Those problems come to the forefront when they're losing. When they're winning, they can gloss over it. But when they're losing, it comes up. And so the mood of this team, I think, is important. That's not true of every team. With some teams, how they're feeling afterward, no, you can move on and see how they perform. But this is a fragile team in some ways, and the mood of this team matters. And so, you know, unfortunately for the Pistons, their next test is tomorrow against the Warriors at Golden State. That's a very tough game no matter what. The Pistons can come out with the right mentality, do all the right things, play well, execute, do everything, and still lose. That's the reality of it. That's why it's so important to win games like this one against the Kings, these winnable games. Because sometimes if you're a team like the Pistons, you're going to have games that are barely winnable. In the NBA regular season, there are no games that are unwinnable. Because every once in a while, another team, you know, just comes out real flat, no effort. I don't expect that from the Warriors at home. But sometimes you just don't know when it's going to happen. So there are no unwinnable games in the NBA regular season, really, for any team. But there are some that are barely winnable. And you don't want to be in a position where you need to find ways to win that. You want to win the ones against teams like the Kings, that even on the road where you have a good chance, especially once you build up that big lead. Let's dig a little deeper into that Sacramento loss, see what we can learn about this team going forward. The big thing, Andre Drummond, very literally the big thing, blocked 7 shots, just really did a nice job of protecting the rim, but the Pistons didn't rebound. He'd come, he'd help, he'd rotate, and the Pistons, his teammates, weren't there to block out. They weren't there to grab rebounds. And I think there's going to be some consequences from that. The Pistons, his teammates, they want him to help. They want him to have their back to block those shots. But he needs to trust that they're going to grab the rebounds. It makes him look bad when the team doesn't. So much of this is about trust, that if he does his job, they're going to do theirs, and not leave him hanging out to dry, looking bad, not getting those rebounds. Everybody has to work together. The next game, is he going to be hesitant? He shouldn't be. Like, there's no question Drummond shouldn't hesitate to make the correct play, but this is how humans work. This is how people think. These are some of the incentives at play. There has to be that trust. His teammates didn't deliver. The rebounding was not good. The Pistons got out-rebounded by a sound amount. It's been a problem all year, the rebounding around Drummond. Drummond's rebounding has generally been pretty good. It wasn't great in this game because he wasn't in position to. He was contesting those shots at the rim, blocking a lot of them, doing what was very effective. And no, the Pistons don't play the largest lineup, especially with John Lure out, Tobias Harris, Marcus Morris. They need to do better on the glass, though. You want to see a perfect example when you watch that game? Do you see how Omri Caspi was all over? He's not a tall player. He's an undersized stretch four, combo forward type of guy. He was everywhere on the glass. It was his energy. It was him just being honed in on getting those rebounds. The Pistons need to find ways to duplicate that. Rudy Gay, also solid on the glass. Another combo forward. The Pistons need to be better there. And it hurts that they were so bad on the night. Drummond stepped up and did what he needed to do defensively. It was his teammates who let him down. Solid in this game. Pistons backcourt, Reggie Jackson, KCP, both had nice games. Good to see Reggie Jackson staying on track, getting it together, looking like he looked like last season. It's a welcome sign. KCP stringing together some nice games lately. Just another sign. He's going to get a big, big contract in restricted free agency this summer. I think the Pistons understand that. I think they know that either they're going to have to pay that or do something before the trade deadline. If they keep him past the trade deadline, you got to pay him, you got to keep him, you got to re-sign him or match an offer sheet or however it plays out the mechanics of it, but you got to bring him back. There's no way around it. If you're not comfortable paying him, you got to make a deal. The way he's playing now, there shouldn't have been doubt before, but now especially, there should just be no doubt that he's going to get that big contract. A little down on Reggie Jackson. He was treated for dehydration after the game. Not sure whether this is something with his conditioning or what. He seems to run into these issues more than the average player. Fatigue, dehydration, things like that. Maybe it's just his body. Maybe there's not much he can do about it. But maybe there is something he can do to be in a little better condition and be able to handle this. I would think he'd be good to go against the Warriors. I would think this would be minor, but it is something to keep an eye on. Boban Marjanovic played more than Aaron Baines. It seemed like the Pistons wanted to play Boban as much as they could. Sometimes the matchup wasn't right. If the Pistons had DeMarcus Cousins in there, Boban couldn't really guard him. Although Aaron Baines and Andre Drummond had trouble going out on the perimeter with DeMarcus Cousins. Cousins, he's a load. I think it's too much for Boban. Boban played solid, not great. This game sort of shows his limitations. There were times he couldn't be in because of the Kings lineup, and Van Gundy had to protect him. So you have to go with Baines sometimes. But I do like Boban getting more minutes. In the minutes that he can play, I'd rather have Boban in than Baines generally. That's what I said before the season. Maybe Van Gundy's coming around to that. This is just one game. Boban obviously had that great game against the Hornets with Baines out. And then went the next game when Baines came back against the Trailblazers, Boban didn't play at all except for the final 0.2 seconds, forming a bleeping wall himself. And then lastly, this takeaway from this Kings game, Henry Ellenson, as Stan Van Gundy said would happen with John Luehr out, got a turn in the rotation, and I was pleasantly surprised. He had nice energy hitting the glass, getting around on the court. Looks a little lost at times, as you'd expect from a rookie. But some nice energy, mostly positive impressions from Ellenson. The problem, though, is this is not a season where you're talking about, oh yeah, your rookie who's not really ready to play did a better job than you expected. This season should have been about, and hopefully can still be about, making the playoffs, making more noise in the playoffs. The Pistons haven't won a playoff game in a long time. They broke their long playoff drought last season. Got swept just as they did the last time they were in the playoffs, got swept by the Cavs. So you want to see some type of progress. Got to get back to the postseason. Got to string together wins. There are bigger goals than just what Henry Ellenson is going to contribute in some limited minutes when another player gets hurt. But you do like to see that. So we'll talk more about the bigger things. Pistons play the Warriors tomorrow. We'll look ahead to that game tomorrow. You can follow me on Twitter at DanFeldmanNBA. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audioboom or subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for listening.